Hi, I hope you're doing well. So, from my previous podcast, I shared that I will be doing things differently. And in this particular episode, I'm going to speak about issues that affect women. And what better way to start than with this topic of being single, like singlehood? Yeah, let's talk about this, girls. And I hope it helps a lady or two. I hope it transforms your perspective. I hope it transforms your life. I hope it gives you a different view of things. So, marriage is good, I believe. Yeah, I believe it's a beautiful thing that God created. However, singleness is not a disease. Being single does not mean you're missing out and does not make you less of a person, like many people would like to think. So, I think a couple of years ago, I asked myself this one question. I was like, okay, sometimes people just want to be in a relationship because people are in a relationship. But have you ever asked yourself why you want to be in a relationship? And unless you answer the question of the why, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And unless your why aligns with God, then you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. So with the culture right now and the times that we live in, I've seen that many people are just like it seems like there's something wrong with you when you don't have a bae, a boo, whatever you want to call them. When you don't have somebody in your life and you feel the need to fit in, and then it will cause you to end up with the wrong people because you're trying to fit a standard and be accepted by friends, so to say. And I don't know whatever reasons that you get married to or want to be in a relationship for, because anyway, that should lead to marriage. That's what God says. So I think when I was 25 years, I think as I grew up, since I was just like in high school, me, I always wanted to date somebody and to get married because I grew up being told that dating should lead to marriage, and that's the end goal. So I grew up knowing that that was it. And so in every time someone would approach me, I would be seeing them as a husband, and I was so naive, and I was so naive, which is a good and a bad thing at the same time, because I was already, my mind was set to think about marriage. And for me, it was like an end goal. Like it was like a goal, an achievement. Not to say it's not, but I think God needed to expand my scope of understanding things to know that marriage is good, but there's more to life, and there's more that I'm to do for Him in this life. And I think sometimes we have misplaced priorities, where we place some things where like they are good, but we give them so much credit that we miss out on our purpose in life. And so I think I just went on, I think, and it made me so, my mind was so tuned to just getting someone to marry me. And I felt like there was a time that was set for that one needs to get married within, and that ukikaa sana umechelewa. So I remember during I was 25 years old, I think, I was like, Quandy God, where's my husband? Like, I felt like time was taking so long, and it got me to a point where I was just like trying to talk to people with a energy, because you already have something in mind and you think that you're getting late because your friends are already settled down, and you feel the rush to get married as well because of your friends. And many women have fallen into traps of wrong marriages and wrong relationships because of pressure, allowing pressure from themselves and from others. And sometimes from other people, you can be able to either block it out, but when it gets to a point where you absorb this energy, to a point where it's now you also feeling the pressure, it becomes strange, and it can cause you to make very silly decisions. And so I think after that, I think God was trying to work on my heart. So after that, yeah, I asked myself, Mpocha Kwanza, why do I want to get married? Why do I want to be in a relationship? Unless you answer this question, unless you answer your why, then you may just be doing it for the wrong reasons. And I believe that God would never entrust someone to you to do life with unless your heart is right in respect to this particular thing. And so most of us are trying to run away from singlehood, and there's a process that God is trying to transform you, to mold you, to shape your why, to understand what marriage is. And I think as you grow older, you see that. See too about having somebody and the cute stuff and everything. There's so much more, because marriage is ministry. And I answered my why. Marriage is ministry. It's more about God than it's about us. It's about legacy. It's about bearing offspring, godly offspring, and raising godly offspring to continue what, like, the message of the gospel, to, like, also for companionship, and all those things come to play. But marriage is about purpose. Like, being in a relationship with somebody, there has to be something that draws you guys together beyond just having feelings for each other, and having the two feels and butterflies in the tummy. Those things are good, but they're shallow. And I think sometimes we miss out, and we're running away from the waiting and from the process that God is trying to mold us, to make us to before at work at your place next, or before you bring somebody into your life. And I've had so many sermons about relationships and everything, and I think that sometimes we settle for less because our minds have been tuned to be a pick me, like to feel like if you are not here by a particular age, you are less of a woman, less of something. But God, when He created you, He had a purpose for your life, and you can't be quick to want to find somebody to do life with, and yet how do you purpose yako? So why you need to then ask God, what did you create me to do in this earth? So even as you pick somebody as a woman, yeah, because I'm speaking for a woman, as a woman, you pick somebody who is relevant for your calling, who is relevant for your purpose. Because society will tell you a number of things. Oh, like, people have cut size and fit for what they want, which is a good thing, I think. So we all have to find someone attractive. However, have you ever asked yourself this one question? Like, why do you want to get married? Marriage is good, but what's your why? Is it selfish? Is it, do you want someone to take care of you? Is it because you want someone to just pay your bills and those kind of things? Amma, do you want somebody because for you it's a God, it's ministry, like you want to serve somebody, you want to change and to make the world a better place with somebody, you want to work out your purpose with somebody because it's beautiful to do so? And it's just a call for ladies, please, let's just go back to God for basics, and let's not be desperate, and let us have a why. Because the moment you don't have a why, you keep on jumping from one person to another. Because, and this thing is, it goes deep than just choosing somebody, because it took, and I'm going to speak about other issues that affect us and where we get these choices from. So I'm encouraging you to be a woman who has, like, a mind of her own, which is embedded in Christ, which is like, is Christ-like, which is centered on the word of God, than just moving about life without a plan and without clarity from God, and without seeking the face of God in things. And I think I was listening to a sermon, like a conference by Beatrice Bimanzi on a single conference, and that woman has really, like, shaped my thoughts on how things are, and, like, who are you coping? That's why I'm even here, because it goes back to identity. Who are you coping? Who is shaping your thoughts about things? Who is shaping your perspective about marriage? I was listening into a conversation by Kaleche Momo and some lady the other day on Instagram. It was like a more of a live on the marriage versus the wedding. And it's a very interesting conversation, because nowadays we glorify things that don't matter because other people we see are doing them, and we forget the basics of things and what God says about things and foundations to things. And I just think as women, we have embraced so much over time, like our thought process and everything, like we have embraced so much from culture. Positive is good, but the negative, and also we have embraced so many things, and that's why we're seeing houses and families crashing down. Not to say that only the woman is responsible. However, the Bible gives us a role that says that a wise woman builds her home and a foolish one brings it down with her own hands. So, unless you allow God to work with you in your singleness and for you to be a better person, you may not be able to step into this particular role in the next step of life, unless you're able to allow God to groom you. And so, I don't know what are your thoughts on singleness and why people think we need to run away from it, that season. But I want you to sit in that season and just be comfortably there until God says you now can move, than rushing into things that God has not ordained for you and ending up in the wrong hands. It's not me lecturing you guys over here. Gosh. Yeah, I just think that there's so much to life, you know? There's so much to life. There's always like, okay, then next. Okay, in Sawa, you finish your single right now, you get married, and then you want something else. And then, but there's one thing that remains constant in life, which is your purpose. Like, it is what you were created to do. So unless you figure out that particular thing, and unless you think that something, one thing will sustain you, if you get it, you get it. I'm just trying to say that singleness is a gift to get to know yourself better, to get to know God, and to allow God to reveal you to you, so that you are well able to do life with somebody else from a point of knowing self, of self-knowledge and development, and of growth, so that you are a strong individual, and you know, it doesn't stem from a place of codependency where you just think that you need somebody or you can't do life. Some people have even paused their lives. Yeah, for waiting for someone to help them move. And sometimes we actually idolize things without realizing that we're actually doing that. And so I think this is a conversation that we really need to have. And I think, God willing, in the future we'll have a panel and sit down and discuss this. But I think that every woman should have a mind of their own, which is the mind of Christ. Like, think for yourself. Stop comparing. Stop trying to be somebody else. Stop trying to live life. I'm too mingine. Just live your life. Live your life. And like, allow God to show you what's in you. Right? Like, allow God to mold the woman that you are. Allow God to mold you and fix you up and like groom you, so that when it's time, He will deliver. He'll bring someone your way, or you will meet somebody, and everything else will work with time. So I just want to encourage you guys to think upon this. What's your why? Unless you can answer that question, then I believe you need to still have time out and think about things. So what's your why? Why do you want to date? It's a good thing, it's beautiful, but what's your why? I think it's important to ask, to know your why, so that you can also interrogate people who come around, because now you have check. You're like, okay, their purpose aligns to mine, and it makes it easier for you to pick someone else, because you are always like, women have more bargaining power because you get to pick who you do life with. Yeah, because many people will come your way, but unless you have a why and you know your purpose, you just select anyone without clarity. So I hope this has a conversation for us to know our why and to know what we have allowed society to tell us that is not of God, that we're actually seeping in and allowing it to change how we think and how we do life. Yes, so yeah. I hope this helps you. So until next time, God loves you and I love you with the love of God. Bye.